Cars drive slowly through the construction on Highway 35 in Onalaska, passing archaeologists and students excavating part of the road. Connie Arzigian is a Mississippi Valley Archaeology Center Research Associate and UW La Crosse lecturer. She says they knew they'd find some artifacts, but not this many. Arzigian holds a large piece of a pot with a decorative rounded rim.
And you can see that there are finger slashes on the inside of this. And those tell us that this was made during the earliest period, from 1300 to about 1400 AD.
This cooking pot was made by members of the Oneota tribe. As some of the area's first farmers, they dug holes to store food or garbage and created fire pits. Those remnants are what archaeologists are uncovering today. Under the north and southbound lanes, they've found more than 450 pits so far. The Oneota lived in the area during the spring and summer, moving with the seasons. But Arzigian says they now think some Oneota remained annually.
We also have a lot of other evidence of deer hunting, which we don't often find here because it's a fall-winter kind of occupation. We found a lot of deer bones smashed to get the bone marrow out. So that's telling us that they're here during multiple seasons of the year. And that's also something that's a little bit unusual.
The group has also uncovered some human remains. Arzigian says the Wisconsin Historical Society and the Ho-Chunk Nation will determine if the remains will be reburied. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.